universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I love working with wood, building something from scratch to the final product, whether it be furniture or remodeling houses. I've been doing it ever since I was a little kid. I had a hammer and a saw in my hands and a pocket knife, and oh my gosh, my dad does this, my brother does this, my grandpa did it in his life, and I especially wanted to always be like grandpa with wood. Well, as often happens when you work with wood, you get a sliver. Yesterday, as I was working with some plywood, it was some older stuff, so it had these, it started almost coming apart in a way, because it was very old, and one of the pieces of plywood got stuck in my finger. In case you're not aware what plywood is, they literally take a log and they peel it off, roll by layer, so it's a thin sheet, and then they glue these sheets together. Back and forth, crisscross goes the grain, which gives it great strength. But when the glue gives way and it gives up, then these grains and threads of wood become very pointy and sharp, almost like a needle, and they can go deep. I've had slivers over the years that have been simple, some that are huge, some I can pull out with my teeth, usually need a little tweezer. Once in a while, I ask my wife, go ahead, dig in it, get it out, because it's so deep. Because what happens when you get a sliver, if you've ever had one, you know what I mean. If it goes deep in and you just leave it, it starts to fester and get infected, and then pus builds up, and then it starts to be very painful. Sometimes they're painful even without that pus and the infection part, because they're right next to a nerve, so every touch it, go, ah! But especially when a sliver goes in and gets infected. Well, there are several Bible verses literally that talk about sin as though it is a sliver going deep within. Get rid of all bitterness, Paul writes in Ephesians 4:29 and 30. Because bitterness, which is that resentment and anger because of something, maybe something somebody did or said or didn't do or didn't say. We as people with a disability, I know me with my blindness, many times had people, oh sure, I'll do this, I'll do that for you, and then they forget and they off they go, and it just We all have resentment at times. When it stays in, though, isn't dealt with, isn't pulled out like a sliver pulled out of your skin, it becomes infected in the soul. And that's what bitterness is. Bitterness is a long-term anger, frustration, resentment that is just making the soul sick. When my wife pulls out my slivers and said, you sure this is going to hurt? And I say, yep, because it's already hurting bad. And so she takes a needle and kind of pokes and widens the hole where the sliver went in. And if it's been there for a while, then comes out the pus and ooze. And she has to open up the hole a little bit more. I hope I'm not grossing you out any. And then she can see the sliver laying there. And then she takes the tweezer and pulls it out. And it's like an instant relief. I usually then say, take some alcohol and pour it over. Are you sure you want alcohol? That's going to hurt. And my thought is, clean it out. Get it clean from all the infection so I don't have pain in the future. You know, that's really what confession of sin is. Getting it out so it doesn't cause pain in the future. The verse I really wanted to draw your attention to, though, is one that's worth remembering. I'll say it a couple times so you can remember. It's from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Peter says, he himself, meaning Jesus, bore our sins in his body on the tree. Notice the wording, in his body on the tree. He didn't just carry our sins on the outside on his shoulders. He took them internally. And so just as a sliver can cause great pain and agony as it pusses and hurts, Jesus took our sins in himself. And that's ultimately what killed him. Here's the verse again, but I'm going to add the second part now. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. You know, when the sliver comes out, I'm separated from that sliver and I have peace. And that's really what death is, a separation. And so when the sliver comes out, it's dead to me. And that's what Jesus does to us also. When we confess our sins and look to him and what he did on the cross, he then is able to take that sin out of us because he took it in his body. And we're separated from it. And then we're free to live for righteousness. Just as when a sliver's out of my hand, I'm then free to use my hands again without pain or discomfort to go on doing whatever I wanted to do. But if I coddle myself and go, oh, that sliver might still be there, it might hurt, so I'm not going to do nothing. Well, then I accomplish nothing with my hands. But when the sliver is gone, then the pain is gone, and I can use my hands again. The same thing is true with us with Jesus. He takes our sin, and then we can live for him. That's what it means, live for righteousness. We can do good and give him thanks and praise. There's one little last part for this verse. Let me do it again from the beginning. There's actually three parts. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. By his wounds, you've been healed. Sometimes when the sliver comes out, I do have to let it heal a little bit, put on a Band-Aid, put on some Neosporin to make sure there's no more infection. But after usually a day, sometimes two, the scab's over it and it's fine. Well, when we confess our sins to Jesus that we've done wrong, when we look to him for help, he takes our sin away so that we can then live for him, live for righteousness' sake, for God, to give him thanks and praise. And he heals that wound. Doesn't mean we're going to forget when people have neglected us or forgotten us or hurt us. No, you'll never forget. But when the sin is gone, when the bitterness and anger is gone, the emotions are gone. That's really the key issue with forgiveness, is the emotion gone? When the emotion's gone, then you can look at it logically and practically and go, okay, I have forgiven that person, and so now I can be cautious, but I can try to trust them again. But when the emotion's there, there's pain, and that's what makes us recoil. Once again, the whole verse, 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. We pray. Thanks, Jesus, for healing us. Thanks for digging out the sin that would cause infection and eventually kill us if it wasn't gone. Just like a sliver would kill our body if it wasn't gone. Thank you that you died for our sins. Help us now to live for you, for righteousness, knowing that you have healed us. In your name we ask it, Jesus. Amen. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.